First of all, we'd like to extend our congratulations to Brandon Lloyd being selected to the Pro Bowl, representing the Broncos in that great honor. And then also congratulations to Champ Bailey being selected as the first alternate to the Pro Bowl this year. Two gentlemen that have had really good football years and are being rewarded for the production that they've had this year. As far as we're going forward for the San Diego Chargers, we got a great challenge this week against a divisional opponent coming here at home. This has been a successful program, a very successful program. And as they're coming here this weekend, they may be out of the playoffs, but there's a lot to play for us and for them, certainly, with division bragging rights at hand. We're going to have to get everyone on our team to finish the season. That's one of the things we're talking about. We already started talking about today. We've got to finish the season strong. The offensive weapons that they bring in here, with the quarterback, Phillip Rivers, they've got three talented tailbacks. The tight end is an excellent player. And then as the wideout spot, they've got guys that can run around. So offensively, they've got weapons all over the field. And the defense is the number one defense in the NFL, and they are playing that way. They're leading in sacks. They're leading in rushing yards, giving up, and passing. I mean, this is an excellent football team. So we've got to put all our work and effort into preparing for this team in a similar fashion to what we did against Houston to give ourselves the best chance and come out with a great game. We're going to need everybody on this to finish this season, including the fans of Invesco who really helped us through the Houston game. We're going to need them back out again, too, to help us because we're going to need everybody to finish this thing the right way and in a positive way.
Eric, when you see them on tape and then you see that they're first in offense, second in defense, or whatever it is, does it stun you that they're only 8-7?
It goes to show you, Mike, that numbers can be deceiving. And this is a good football team top to bottom. And you have to finish things all the way out. The numbers that they've put up really are pretty amazing in how they play the game. And the records as they've come out, I don't always think are, you know, factor into that. But it just goes to show you that you can't look at all those numbers and just say that that's how it's going to end up.
Is Demaryius' status?
Demaryius is going to practice today. We're going to get him back out there and keep doing a little bit more on him. We were close last week with him, but we just decided to hold him, and then we thought we'd get a couple more days of treatment on him and see if we can get him ready to go this week.
How about Darcell?
Darcell's ready to go this week. Doing good.
You know you're going to do a champ this week for practice?
Jeff, don't know yet. You know, we talked about that. We're still evaluating the heel and getting a lot of treatment on it. You know, he's feeling better every day, and we just hope that we get him because we'd love to have him out there. We need him out there.
When you look at the Chiba moving forward this week, are there any concerns about how other players from the other teams react to him in terms of cheap shots, protecting him better, how the linemen react to how your linemen maybe protect him? I know there were some cheap shots at him. We saw photos after the game last week.
There was a couple things, maybe, that were extra, but Tim plays a game with a great intensity and a great energy, and people don't always appreciate that. Our team certainly does. We're glad to have him on it. That's something that he brings to us and that we need and has given us a little spark, and I hope our players rally around that because we need that. I think the referees in the NFL do a great job, and they, you know, they'll call the things that they see, and that's all we can ask them to do.
It kind of became comical in his press conference after the game last week. He said that, you know, he doesn't trash talk to say God bless or whatever. Does he stick up for himself enough? Is that enough for him? Does he need to be? I mean, Kyle's a guy who's chirp, you know, all the time after defensive players.
Everybody plays the game differently, and some guys, that's their extra little incentive as they work on the field. Tim's been highly successful in everything that he's done, and this has worked for him, and I'd say that he's got to do what works best for him.
Eric, correct me if I'm wrong. I think San Diego plays a little more man defense in the pass game. Will this be a different test for Tebow, and if so, how?
Every test is getting harder and harder for him. People are going to throw more at him. We're giving him more, so hopefully we're giving him more ammunition to be able to counteract some of those things. But every game that people have more tape on him, They look at things that they may want to try to stop him from doing or think that we may want to do with him. So it's going to get more and more difficult. The good thing of that is that he gets more and more experience, and that gives him things that he can get out of. He's seen looks. He's able to make adjustments. He's able to do more for us. So hopefully that balances out.
If San Diego does play more man than he has seen, does that change the plays that you're calling in for him?
We've got the things in that we have seen on tape. He's seen a lot of man coverage. He saw a lot of man coverage against Oakland. And those are issues that we have to have. But, again, it's not just the man coverage. We have to do other things. If it's man coverage, there's probably safety down in the box, and we've got to protect and do some things. We've got to find a way to run the ball still. Again, it's a whole offensive concept that if they're playing man coverage, certainly we've got to take our chances if they're going to do that to us. But there's a whole different things that they give us pressure-wise. Some of it's zone, some of it's man. We've got to be prepared for all of it.
Eric, have you allowed yourself to think about your future here? And has there been any further talks with ownership?
Dennis, I'm trying to get to Sunday, just like I am every week. All my energy is focused on the San Diego Chargers and what we need to do. I said from the start, and I still hold true, that whatever's going to happen after this is going to happen, and we'll deal with that when that time comes. But my job and my number one responsibility is getting this football team ready to go against San Diego Chargers this weekend.
What impresses you about Brandon Lloyd so much? What impresses you about Brandon Lloyd and the season he's had?
The season he's had has been fantastic. The things he's brought to our offense, the big plays, the exciting plays, him jumping up over people in Kansas City or last weekend to go get a ball, the speed that he plays the game, I think he's just an excellent receiver. I'm glad he's with us. I know that. I'm glad he's with us because he makes plays for us, and he has all year.
Terrell earned a little more playing time from Buckley.
Jeff, we're gonna wait and see how that goes. Noshon's, we're gonna get more treatment on him. And this time of year, everybody's banged up, so we're kind of on hold as far as how we put those things in. The one thing I know about the group of running backs, and probably because I coached them for a little bit of time, is that I trust any of those guys to go in a football game and be productive for us. And I think they've demonstrated that. Buck certainly played really well against Houston, but Buck played well early in the year when we gave him opportunities. Lance has jumped in there and gotten his opportunities and done a nice job. And Noshon has played well this year. So, those three guys as a combination, I have great confidence in all of them and whatever we need them to do.